I'm also like to see if certain groups are willing to pay more than others for safety, for example, families with small children. This is important because it gives us an idea of what might happen in the future, and it also gives a greater understanding of where marketing efforts might be focused or a deeper understanding of consumer preferences. My motivation for this project was that highly pathogenic avian influenza is endemic and deadly in Vietnam. About 60 people have died. Millions of poultry have been killed by the disease or have been culled. There's potential for a global pandemic as well. This is a global public health externality. The behavior of poultry producers in Vietnam affects all of us, or potentially affects all of us in a catastrophic way. In Vietnam, the free-range chicken sector, especially initially, bore a lot of the blame for avian influenza outbreaks. It does present unique risks, especially with that it has increased contact with potential for increased contact with wild birds. However, the industrial sector also prevents has some unique risks in the sense that the birds are actually that raised in industrial conditions are actually in the ideal conditions for the spread of the virus, and that it's dark, damp, and crowded. And empirically, which sector, industrial or free range, has actually contributed more to these outbreaks has not been proven. But what we do know is that free range chicken is highly preferred, even in urban areas. In Hanoi, it makes up 80% of at-home consumption. It's also the majority of chicken that's produced in Vietnam. So the sector is not going away.